Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places. This is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the delectable pop rock sound of Never Wonder and their latest release, Let It Out. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. One of the pleasures of doing this show is that it has allowed me to stay in touch with some dear old friends, and one of those friends is a band based in Los Angeles called Never Wonder. For a band not signed to a major label, Never Wonder has gone through a number of ups and downs and quite a few changes. I became acquainted with the band 5 years ago when they released their self-titled debut CD. Now it's 2010 and the band has a new lead singer, a new guitarist, and a whole new direction. I had a chance to speak with the band's new lead singer, Megan Bobo, a former American Idol contestant, and you'll hear that in just a few minutes. From their latest CD, Let It Out, here is Never Wonder with Is This the End?
No words as if I
was Never Wonder with Is This the End from their hot new CD, Let It Out. If you've been paying attention, you'll notice that it's the unofficial theme song for Rockwired Radio. At the time of this recording, I haven't even asked the band if it would be okay for us to use the song, but as you'll notice in a few seconds, me and the band go way, way back. Visit Never Wonder at their official website, www.neverwonder.com. Recently, I spoke with singer Megan Bobo and bassist Vincent Ramos of Never Wonder regarding the new album and their new sound. Here's a little taste of how it went. Let It Out is out there for people to hear, and you know, and this album was pretty much a saga, you know, in terms of getting it done and finding the right people and getting it out there for people to hear. How do you feel about it now that all the work that has gone into it is behind you?
Well, I feel a great sense of pride and accomplishment. I mean, as you said, this has been something that we've been working hard towards, finding a sound, finding the best sound to complement my voice, and as well as going into the studio and adding all the extra touches as far as keeping it modern and relevant and keeping it, you know, production-wise great, too. So I feel like we've accomplished all those things, and I think it's great.
I see. And before you joined the band, I mean, Never Wonder was this all-out, you know, alternative, hard, gritty, hard rock band, and now with Let It Out, you know, the band's embraced, you know, a pop sensibility, for the lack of a better word. I mean, how easy was it to get, you know, the band's, you know, rock sensibility and your pop sensibility together on the same page? How did that happen?
Well, I just think it takes a lot of time to find each other's chemistry, and I don't think we've perfected it yet, but I think it's a big agenda. I think people expect Never Wonder and what they knew of Never Wonder. So I think we got some places to go, and we can improve more on the pop sensibility, but I think also it's a happy medium right now.
I see. And talk about how music began for you, you know. How was that something that you gravitated towards, of all the things you could gravitate to?
Oh, that's funny. Well, I think music just kind of comes naturally to you from a young age, and that was something I always loved to perform and get up in front of people and sing and dance. And ever since I was little, and I just kept doing it, and you know, obviously pursued my education first and did all that, and then when it was time to go off and explore the world and be a grown-up and do exciting things, I chose music and to come to L.A. With the show American Idol after making it to the top 25, and then stayed and wanted to pursue music more and got together with Never Wonder and did this album, and the rest is history.
Describe what it's like, you know, on that American Idol stage. I mean, here you are, a girl from Iowa, and had you ever been to L.A. before American Idol at all, or?
I had been to L.A. once before to visit a family friend. You know, I never thought that I would live in Los Angeles, or honestly, I never thought that I would actively pursue music as far as a career or anything like that, just because it never really seemed like a realistic opportunity from where I'm from. But coming out here, that changed that, and the feedback from American Idol validated my talent and changed that perspective as well. American Idol was a great experience. Just, you know, it's rigorous. It's nothing like what you see on TV, but it really truly is more than just talent. It's a whole thing of luck and opportunity and having personality and being in the right season and the right time and the right place. And for me, my luck just panned out, and with that, it validated my talent and led me here to do bigger, better things.
Yeah, it seemed like the experience kind of solidified things for you.
Exactly.
I see. Talk about how you became acquainted with the band after losing their first singer. How did that happen?
Well, I was just looking for different producers, bands, anything to kind of keep me singing live in Los Angeles, because I didn't really know a lot of people. And I looked on musicconnection.com and saw an ad for a singer, and I had auditioned for a bunch of bands, and I went to this band, and there was something cool about their rock vibe, even though I knew going in that I wasn't going to be a rock singer, nor was I looking necessarily for a rock band. So they were willing to adjust based off because they liked my talent and my voice, and we kind of started there.
I see. Talk about the songwriting process within this band. How does that work?
Well, usually it's a collaborative effort, but I do mostly the melodies and the lyrics. But it's one of those things that you start out in the room and you start with the riff, and someone will bring an idea and you build the song together. And so that's usually how we do it.
And since I'm going to play this song, you know, for the show, talk about the song Wild Out. How did that one come to you?
Wild Out was a song that I actually brought to the band that I had done prior on my solo artist demo, and we decided to redo it into more of a Never Wonder feel, and so that's kind of how it came along, is we brought it and kind of restructured it, rearranged it, and voila, we got magic.
I see. And so had you been doing songwriting long before the band?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, I think I've always drawn down ideas in poetry, but I have never been able to really equate it with music or been able to structure it in a song format. So it was really a good opportunity being with the band and getting other opinions and being able to actually do it in a room where you have an idea and they can play it while you sing it. So that was a unique experience, and I think this band has definitely helped improve my songwriting abilities.
Visit Never Wonder at their official website, www.neverwonder.com. From their CD Let It Out, here is Never Wonder once again with Wild Out.
Think each member, other than yourself, brings to this project that makes it work, personality and musically speaking?
Well, I think each of us brings something different, that's for sure. But like I said, you know, a band is like any other group activity where you have to have the right chemistry and right personalities to make it effectively work. And, you know, you have Vince who manages, he likes to manage, he enjoys being a leader. And then you have Dre, who's got a great sense of humor, who can make light of things and be positive. Then you got Scott, who's got a strong work ethic and comes prepared and has effective use of time. And then you have me, who's, you know, willing and able to learn and want to be creative and up for anything. So I think with that combination, you're only going to improve and make a great product.
And how are live shows going for the band at the moment?
Live shows, we've been pretty busy doing one a month, trying to keep it at that just because it's easier to draw people out, a bigger group out at one time, and that obviously helps for the venues here of bringing people and merchandise sales, etc. So they've been pretty successful shows.
And since, you know, joining this band and being up front and being pretty much the focus of everything, what has been the biggest surprise for you since joining this band?
Gosh, that's a hard question. The biggest surprise. I think it's kind of, it's still kind of surprising to me that people still expect Never Wonder to be an alternative rock kind of gritty sound, just because they still have a female vocalist, or that in essence they're still the same people but a different vocalist. And I think that's unrealistic. That kind of surprises me that people have that expectation still, just because, you know, music is always evolving, music is always changing, and so as we know with any popular group, that's what they do. Their music changes as well. So I think that's surprising if the expectation for Never Wonder is what people may have known or expecting what it should or is going to be. They'll be surprised by this album.
I see. And speaking personally, you know, it's a fantastic album. You know, you guys really have something here.
Thank you very much.
Talk about what songs stand out for you the most from this album and why.
Well, they're all very personal to me because they're all really based on my personal experiences because I handle the lyrics. But, you know, Spinning is really special to me because that's about falling in love, and I've had a recent experience and still am, you know, in a relationship, so that's really exciting, and those feelings, I think, are relatable for everyone. And also, you know, I think Let It Out, because it's about really embracing yourself and being true to yourself and not being inhibited. And, you know, every single one, I mean, I could go down the list. Enough, When I Was Unemployed, it's about a song of struggle and hardship during a hard economic times, and I think a lot of people can relate to that. Superior, because I'm superior. No. Yeah, I mean, I could go through each one of them and say why they have a special place in my heart, but I think those are probably my top ones right off the bat.
I see. Are there any plans to take Never Wonder outside of Los Angeles, or is that just something you guys are just going to wait on till things...
Well, no, I think that's something we definitely have talked about. I just think because of the economic culture, it would require a lot of planning and a lot of funding and investors. And so anybody listening, we welcome that. I think just because of the time, it's not as easy to just get up and go. And just go, and you know, you gotta stay at hotels, you gotta bring your equipment, you gotta really plan touring and those kind of things out. So that's definitely in the works, and that's something I know we'd like to do.
I see. And what would you like someone to come away with after they've heard this album, Let It Out?
I'd hope they come away with a new sound, a new look at music, and a new way of listening to what they listen to, and maybe seeking out more independent artists like us, and telling a friend about it.
Visit Never Wonder at their official website, www.neverwonder.com. From their CD, Let It Out, here is Never Wonder once again with Moving On. We'll be right back. That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Megan Bobo of Never Wonder and to Doug Deutsch of Doug Deutsch Publicity Services. Once again, visit Never Wonder at their official website, www.neverwonder.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com.